sick, and so is John.
What did he
it's
have?
It's flu season.
I would like to call to order the Grover Beach City Council meeting, Monday night, November 21, 2011. And to start the evening off, I would like to ask all to join us in a moment of silence for loved ones and especially for our service members overseas. If you'll please stand and join me. Thank you. May we have a roll call, please, Donna?
Here.
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 Here. The next item on the agenda is the closed session announcements. Council, would you please?
Thank you. Honorable Mayor, Council members, members of the public. At the Monday, November 7th, after meeting in a closed session regarding one item, and that's negotiation on real estate in terms of a lease between Hillcrest, between Crown Castle and the city, the council reconvened into open session. There were no reportable actions taken.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the agenda review. At this time, we will review the agenda. I would like to comment before we go any further on that, insofar as item number 5 under regular business. Council, could you report on that, please?
Certainly. Thank you. Staff would request that that item be continued to the December 5th meeting. Mr. Peralta is not here today, and we would like to, with your consent, move that item to the 5th.
All right. That item will be continued till the next meeting, then. With that, are there any other items on the agenda that you wish to comment on? Members?
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented, with the exception of the regular business item being continued.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? None being opposed, the motion passes 4-0. The next item on the agenda is our ceremonial calendar, the Beautification Award presentations. And if I may call forward, we have beautification awards for Jacqueline Ginsburg. Is she here? And also, I would like to call forward Wayne and Susan Embry. Please come forward. We have two presentations. The mission has established that one of its goals is to recognize individuals in the community who exemplify the policies established by the city relating to beautification of property within the city. And whereas a part of the function of the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission is to recognize those individuals and their efforts to beautify and maintain the aesthetic quality of life in Grover Beach. And whereas Jacqueline Ginsburg has continued to meet those goals and objectives at her residence located at 1480 Atlantic City Avenue, now the members of the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission hereby recognize Jacqueline Ginsburg for her continuing efforts to provide a better quality of life in Grover Beach through the beautification, landscaping, and maintenance of 1480 Atlantic City Avenue this 21st day of November 2011. Congratulations. Photographer. Come over here. Photographer problem.
Thank you.
folks, would you come over, please?
Lots of time.
We now, a proclamation of the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission of the City of Grover Beach, expressing appreciation for beautification efforts to Wayne and Susan Embry for their property located at 1624 Trouville Avenue. Whereas the Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission has established that one of its goals is to recognize individuals in the community who exemplify the policies established by the city relating to beautification of property within the city. And whereas a part of the function of the Parks and Recreation and Beautification Commission is to recognize those individuals on Avenue this 21st day of November 2011. My congratulations to you. The next item on the agenda is public communications. Any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. And I do have a request from Mr. Jerry Ryu. Jerry?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Nichols and members of the council. My name is Jerry Ryu. I'm the director of the San Luis Obispo County Housing Trust Fund. As you know, the Housing Trust Fund is a nonprofit corporation that provides financing and technical assistance to increase the supply of affordable housing throughout this county. I'm here today to thank you for your support of the Housing Trust Fund and to provide you with copies of our latest annual report. We've had some very good years thanks to your support and the support of every city in the county. In 2010, 30% of all the housing starts in the whole county were projects that we helped assist. Now we're up to $8 million in total financing and have assisted 225 units. We're growing, maturing, and hope to continue providing assistance. Last year, or this year, we assisted a shelter for battered women and children here in...
Leah Greenlee, Parks and Recreation Beautification Commissioner. And I just have a couple of quick announcements. December 3rd, Saturday, is our annual holiday parade. It starts at 10 a.m. at the corner of 16th Street and Grand Avenue and proceeds west on Grand Avenue to 9th Street, and we hope everybody can come. And that will be followed by Santa's Workshop and Fine Art and Craft Fair in Ramona Park, and that will extend throughout the day to the holiday tree lighting ceremony. And then we are this year doing the Holiday of Lights decorating contest again. Preliminary judging is going to be on Saturday and Sunday, December 10th and 11th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m., and the final judging will be on December 17th, 5:30 to 9 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call the Parks and Recreation Office at 473-4580. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leah. Do I have any questions?
Actually, yes. I do, please.
Uh-huh.
If someone wanted to participate in the lighting contest...
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to put their name forward, or you just drive through the neighborhoods?
Well, you can do both. We do go through the neighborhoods, but if you feel that, or you know someone that you feel is qualified to be in the contest, you can submit your name to the Parks and Recreation Department.
Is there a theme? It's just...
No. It's just we have four awards. We have the Mayor's Award, which is the best overall in originality. We have the City Council Award, best original use of animation and or craftsmanship. The Business Award, which is the best overall business display. And the Commissioner's Award is the best use of lights.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
I had to comment.
Yes.
This is a little bit off target, I think, although maybe you can help me out with it, but I understand that you have an exciting new development at Parks and Rec where people can sign up to take classes or rent facilities online now. Is that
That's
right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But not the holiday parade, just...
You know, I don't know if that's online or not. That's a good question, and I'll find out.
I think we have a director coming up.
Yeah, here
to
we have a person who knows everything.
Thank you.
Mayor and City Council members, good evening. Kathy Petker, Parks and Recreation Director. As a matter of fact, the online registration is for fee-based items only. So there's no fee to participate in the parade except for a toy. So we would like to do that. If you still want to enter, there's time. Come on down to our office tomorrow is the deadline.
Aye.
Aye. Honorable Aye. Mayor, we're going to need a roll call vote. One of those items is a ordinance.
Oh, thank you very much, Councillor. Yes, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the regular business, which is the item that was pulled. So we'll move on to council committee reports. We are there already. Let's go to Karen. Do you have any report?
I do. I attended the Air Pollution Control District meeting last Wednesday. And the matter that was of concern to this council was the fugitive dust rule. That fugitive dust rule was approved by the board, by the district. And I went with a bunch of... several different concerns of this council, but I think I'll wait to report on those until our mayor is here and Bob is here as well.
Can I make a comment as the alternate?
Sure.
I usually can't attend the meetings because I have a visitor and convention bureau meeting the same morning, but I knew it would be a long meeting, so I went straight from one to the other, and I don't want to steal your thunder in reporting, but I did want to say that that Councilmember Bright was presented at that meeting with a really difficult situation because she had direction from the council as to how she should vote. Now, correct me if I'm not saying this right. And at the same time, she was advised by council on at the meeting that she could not vote the direction of our council. She had to vote on behalf of the county. And so that left her in a really tough position. I know council may feel that council, you may have a disagreement with the council at the county, but at any rate, it left Karen in a really tough position, and she made, I think, an extremely respectable choice, which was to abstain.
I do have notes regarding council's comments at that meeting. I just thought that maybe if we do that all at one time, and I couldn't remember it all. It was we started at 9. We didn't convene until, what, 3? Or after 3? I don't even know. But I do have a whole litany of notes that we can discuss when everyone's here and present.
Okay.
And was passed 7-5. There was one change in the original ordinance, which was instead of the grocery stores having to give out free bags for 3 months and then charge for them, they decided to combine it all to the first date, which will be October 1st, 2012, in which there will be no plastic bags, carry-out bags available in certain types of stores, as listed in the ordinance, and there will be a fee charged as of October 1st, 2012, for a paper bag if you did not bring one.
Okay, thank you. That's
You're welcome.
It.
Yes.
Okay. Debbie, do you have anything to report?
Yes, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, most of us were waiting with bated breath for this meeting because this was the meeting where we found out if we'd managed to break even this year. And we actually did pretty well. There was carryover of losses from the year before of about $32,000, which put us about $44,000 in the hole, but we had a contingency of $50,000, which we assigned. So we actually we came out okay on that, and we were all really relieved, and we're moving forward with next year's Savor the Central Coast. And we've had fabulous press from it and really good results, really good tourism results countywide. So it was a great success all the way around, and I'm most relieved of all.
Any other comments or questions?
I know the EVC did an economic update. I wasn't able to attend that. I know that our city manager attended, and I received copies on that, and it seemed like it was pretty much a very slow recovery and more of the same.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have a couple of comments to make on the Homeless Services Oversight Committee. They had a meeting, and they passed their revisions to their bylaws. One of the revisions in the bylaws that's of any significance is that we now have limitation on membership time. There was no limitation before, but each member will now serve a 3-year term and will be limited to 2 terms, which they can then drop out for a year and then get back on the committee if they so desire. Also, each organization, such as City of Grover Beach, is going to have, and also there is going to be a memorial by the county and primarily by the Homeless Services Oversight Committee that will be the lead in the program recognizing December 21st, which is now declared as the National Homeless Persons Memorial Day. And there will be events throughout the county, especially in San Luis Obispo, commemorating that particular day. That's about it on the oversight, homeless oversight. The San Luis Obispo Sanitation District, South San Luis Obispo Sanitation District, had their meeting. We approved the first quarter budget adjustments. There were no significant changes in the budget. We're still within the budget. We shifted some money around in different accounts where some we had too much in some accounts and not enough in others, and we were just able to switch those around from one line item to another. Had no effect on the overall budget. And the board approved the letter thanking the county auditor controller for their work in the limited internal control review they completed as recommended by the grand jury. Did I mention that at the last meeting?
I think so.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I was thinking I did, but I wasn't sure because the letter was just approved that that went to the county auditor at our last meeting. And we also had a Zone 3 meeting, and as you know, the city manager commented on the Zone 3 meeting in his Friday night letter. The city is going to get a refund due to Zone 3 keeping their cost under budget. And I think the refund to the city of Grover Beach is going to be in the neighborhood of $35,000 to $40,000. And that that will be applied to our next payment this due the county. And as he mentioned, the habitat conservation plan is still moving forward. I'm sure you're aware that that's been in the mill for about 10 years, mm-hmm. spent over $1 million on it. But it's a necessity in order to operate Lopez Lake as a drinking facility or a provider. We have to do that. So it's got to be done. It's just very frustrating how it's come about. So that's all I have on that. And I guess moving on,
as a parent of a high school student, I could really see how quickly the various police departments responded from the county and from the state parks and from the cities. And from everything I could see, they handled everything extremely professionally. And I have the utmost respect and confidence because of the way that was handled. So our condolences to the family and friends of the young man and his friend, and thank you to our police services.
Okay. Any other comments? Karen, none?
No, thank you.
Okay, there being none, then we'll move on. Of course, city manager is not here. The next item is the city attorney's reports and comments. Do you have anything to report, Mr. Kozanowicz?
Mayor, council members, nothing tonight. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we not doing item 4, which was the zoning map?
Under the consent agenda. We approved that as a consent agenda
item. Oh, that was part of it. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make
that
sure.
That jogged my memory because I had a question related, not related to, well, comment related to that. But I'll table it for next time when you're all here.
Why don't
I'll
you do that.
I'll wait till John's back.
That would be best. Okay. Okay. Then moving on, that covers the business for this evening. The next item, are we going to proceed with closed session, Council?
That is correct. It is the intent of Council to meet in closed session on one item, and that is labor negotiations with all employee groups.
Okay. That being that, we will adjourn the meeting and go to closed session.